Chicago Playworks for Families and Young Audiences presents Number the Stars by Dr. Douglas W. Larsh with Susan Elliott Larsh, based on the novel by Lois Lowry, running January 18th through February 22nd, 2014. Directed by Ernie Nolan, voice and dialect coach Claudia Anderson, German language coach John Jenkins, scenic designer Elise Balo, costume designer Megan E. Turner, lighting designer Lindsay Rosenfeld, sound designer Rachel Reagan, dramaturg Catherine Miller, stage manager Meredith Matthews. Presented at DePaul's Merle Ruskin Theater, 60 East Balboa Drive, Chicago, Illinois, 60605. Tickets available at theater box office at depaul.edu or on the website theaterschool.depaul.edu or by calling the box office at 312-922-1999. The cast, in order of appearance, Mr. Johannesson / man with beard / musician, Jeremy Pfaff, dog soldier / cert soldier / man with baby / musician, Nathan Simpson, musician, Siri Collins, Uncle Henrik / musician, Brian Reif, Anne-Marie Johannesson, Alyssa Sherwood, Ellen Rosen, Alyssa Walker, Christy Johannesson, Aaron Frieden, Samuel Hirsch / search soldier / musician, Zachary Denardi, Mr. Rosen / giraffe / train station soldier, Mark Mokarski, funeral officer / train station soldier / soldier with giraffe / search soldier / musician, Brenton Abram Copenhaver, Peter / soldier with giraffe, Frankie Storniolo, Mrs. Johannesson, Laura A. Harrison, Mrs. Rosen / Lise, Fiona Gerritsen, Mr. Hirsch, J.J. McGlone, Mrs. Hirsch, Andra Beattie, Woman with Baby, Rebecca Keeshan, Soldiers, Ben Kloss, John Grill, Jeremy Martins. Place, Denmark. Time, 1940s. This play will be performed without an intermission. Director's note. Anne-Marie, I thought it was only in fairy tales that people were called upon to be brave, to die for one another. Ellen, real life people sometimes have to be brave too. Number the stars. Frequently, when we go to the theater, removed by the actions of the make-believe heroes like E.B. White's Charlotte, Ronald Dahl's Matilda, or Mark Twain's Huck Finn, while the Johannesson family is the child of Lois Lowry's imagination, real-life heroes, the people of German-occupied Denmark, inspire the characters in Number the Stars. Denmark was under the control of Germany for 3 years when Nazi orders came to round up Danish Jewish citizens. Within 14 days, under the leadership of their beloved King Christian X and the strength of their youthful resistance movement, ordinary countrymen helped smuggle 7,742 out of 8,200 eventual Jewish refugees to Sweden. During their 5-year occupation, the Danes saved almost their entire Jewish population. Extremist and prejudiced ideas, like those shown by the Nazis, were not supported. They strongly upheld the principles of democracy and their humanitarian values. Teenage resistance member Kim Mathbrun, Lowry's inspiration for the character of Peter Nielsen, is an extraordinary example of the courage and the heart of Danish people at the time. Never has the world been exposed to such suffering, he writes in a letter from a Nazi prison, but never has the feeling of life been so strong or as intense as now. I feel that I must always follow my inner convictions, always be prepared for the unexpected, always be ready to spring into action. As discrimination and violence threaten us today, perhaps we can all be soldiers for the king and embody the thoughts of one of Kim's last letters. The dream for you all, young and old, must be to create an ideal of human decency, and not a narrow-minded and prejudiced one. That is the great gift our country hungers for, something that every little peasant boy can look forward to, and with pleasure feel he is a part of, something he can work and fight for. Ernie Nolan. Dramaturgy note. How hard is it to stand up for what you believe in? In Number of the Stars, young Anne-Marie Johannesson gains the confidence and courage to act on her conviction that Danish Jews, like her best friend Ellen, deserve the same freedoms all Danes are accustomed to. But Anne-Marie's story, inspired by the true story of thousands of people who endangered their own livelihoods to save the Jewish population of Denmark, is not something of the past. Even today, we see people, young and old, risking their lives for something they believe in. Malala Yousafzai, at the age of 15, stood up against people of her home country of Pakistan who were saying that young women did not deserve the right to an education. Despite an attempt on her life in October 2012, she continues to speak out and advocate for the education of women in Pakistan. But it doesn't take extraordinary circumstances like Anne-Marie and Malala's to stand up for what's right. Simple acts like writing a letter to an important leader or speaking up when you see a classmate bullied at school are brave ways you can make a difference too. Remember, bravery comes in all shapes and sizes. While your selfless act may not headline the evening news, those whose lives you touch will always remember. Catherine Miller, BFA 4, Dramaturgy Criticism.